Culture on the South End is slightly different than other places. Most areas restore an architecturally significant historical building, the way folks did in Stamatopoulos with the Oddfellows Hall. Maybe you fix up a fancy theater, or tidy up the old Pearson House, maybe rehab a train station, tie a little history to art, throw in a chamber orchestra, occasional theater group, poetry reading, get some volunteers, apply for a grant, hey, we're halfway there to creating cultural identity. Down by us, we're toying with a campaign to save the Tyee store, I mean, an iconic example of 70s minimalist architecture done in masonry block, painted a classic mildewed white with a low sloping shed roof blown off once or twice, and a fully functional outhouse. The store owners weren't real happy with our ad hoc group to save the Tyee, but considering they're losing money hand over fist, we plowed ahead. Jack Gunner had already restored the adjoining garage to its present pristine glory, proving that expensive restoration isn't always necessary for the South End Historical Preservation League. But it was the EPA that finally derailed our high hopes of creating the Tyee Opera House and Expressive Stand. It turns out those rotating rotisserie deli dogs with their infrared warming oven carbon tracking for decades, well, apparently, it created a super strain of E. coli no known agents can destroy. It was like a culinary meth lab, and if they can create biosuits secure enough to withstand the new strain of unearthly bacteria, they might have a 50-50 chance of burying the place in glass and concrete like a South End Chernobyl. That, or the Defense Department, is interested in expanding it as a toxic agent lab. We South Enders are in no danger, we're told, somehow building antibodies to the superbugs, but we sure couldn't expose outsiders to the pestilence. So for the time being, our cultural aspirations are on hold. But don't you all worry. We won't be stopped. After all, the Elger Bay store has that early 80s shotgun strip mall architecture that will be stylish in, oh, a decade or so.